an American songbook composer and a world music enthusiast from Queens walk into a bar. Yeah, it sounds like the start of a joke. No, it's not. It's a construct that brings together the music of two of America's most prolific and celebrated songwriters, Cole Porter and Paul Simon. And who better to build a bridge between the two worlds than Las Vegas's Clint Holmes? He performs his musical, This Thing Called Love, at the Smith Center on Friday the 4th. Clint Holmes, welcome back. Nice to have you here.
It's great to be here. It's good to see you.
Most reviews of your show are pointing out the differences between the music of Cole Porter and Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. The New York Times describes the styles as poles apart. But you must have found enough in common to weave them together into this musical review. So where are the similarities? What do they share?
Well, they share the fact that they're poets of their generations. You know, Cole Porter's lyrics speak to his generation. Paul Simon's speak to his generation. The opening, I'll give you the opening and the closing. The opening statement in the show is similar to what you said. So Cole Porter and Paul Simon walk into a bar, and they sit down. And Cole Porter, I would imagine, orders a martini, and Paul Simon maybe has a beer. And they blah, 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 and the show goes on, and at the end of the show, I say, so Cole Porter and Paul Simon finish their drinks, and Cole Porter says, well, it's been delightful, it's been delicious, it's been depressing.
I was waiting for it.
And there it is, because— You know, Cole Porter was a very upbeat, generally speaking, upbeat writer. Paul was of an era of where there was, you know, a lot of darkness, the Vietnam era, a lot of dark stuff. So, but in their essence, what they are American poets who also write music. That's where I went. The continuation of that is, as we started to look at material, we being Jeff Nyman, who's my musical director, and Larry Moss, who is my director and buddy, we started to realize that there's a story to be told, a love story, if you will. I won't tell you that whole thing because that hopefully will come up in our conversation, but that's what this developed into.
So it's, yeah, and the show itself is called This Thing Called Love. Mm-hmm. So safe assumption, music selections focus on love songs.
Right, right. This show goes from the very beginning where it's young love, feeling groovy, and it's delightful and it's delicious. You know, the night is young, so come with me, let's take a walk, because, okay, and in that song, they get married. See the proud parson, and as we walk down the aisle. So by the end of that very beginning of the show, these two people are married. They found out it is delightful, it is delicious, and they are feeling groovy. And then the love begins to bloom, and you have songs of passion like I'm trying to think of the names of some of the songs. I Concentrate on You, Night and Day, you know, songs of Night and Day, You Are the One. I mean, it's all passion. And then things take their inevitable turn, as they do in relationships. And we go to the song, I Do It For Your Love, which is a song of kind of the reality of love. When you're together, inevitably something is going to go wrong. There's some, you know, and do you patch it up and come back? Or is that the dissolution of the marriage? So it really takes on a story, this piece.
We got a copy of one of your mixes, Cole Porter's Get Out of Town, paired with Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. And in this case, there's a definite push-pull between the two messages in the two different songs.
Yeah.
One saying stay, the other saying go.
Right.
And here is a little bit of that performance.
Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm? Be contented to charm the birds out of the trees. Just disappear. I care for you much too much. And when you're near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, it's getting me down. So on your mark, get set, get out of town. The problem is all inside your head, she said. The answer is easy, if you take it logically. She said, I'd like to help you,
in your struggle to be free. She said she could think of 50 ways. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. And furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.
I got to ask about those two songs. Was the pairing of those two immediately obvious, or was that one of those things where you did some looking, some careful listening?
No, it came out of the story. It came out of the story because at the point in the show that occurs, he has had the fling, he has had the affair, he realizes what a fool he's been. It starts with the song Get Out of Town, which is Get Out of Town. In other words, he looks at this woman and says, it was just one of those things. And then the next words he says are, get out of town. I can't do this anymore. And then he sings what she told him, which was, you know, there's 50 ways to leave your wife, if you will. And at the end of it, he says, no, I won't. And I mean, that's the kind of the end of the story.
Were there any songs you considered including in the show that didn't quite make the cut?
Well, there's so many songs that I love. Yeah, you know, right? Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. I couldn't figure out how to put that in. It didn't kind of make sense. But I'll tell you what. Probably the most interesting thing about this, when we did it, we did it here first at the Smith Center. We premiered it here. And then we took it to the Carlisle in New York. And we did it there for 3 weeks. And it was really well received. So much so that the producer wanted to do a video of it. So we went back to New York for a one-day thing to do the show, an invited audience at a video. And during rehearsal, I took a break to go into the tea room at the Carlisle. And I walk in with my wife and Larry Moss, and I look across the room, and there's Paul Simon sitting there with Trudy Styler, Sting's wife. Mm. Now, I'd met Trudy. I'd never met Paul. So my wife, Kelly, keeps saying, go over, talk to him, tell him. I said, well, I don't want to interrupt him. But finally, I said, well, there's a real good reason to interrupt. I mean, I'm doing a show with his music. So I went over and I said, excuse me, Mr. Simon, my name's Clint Holmes. And he kind of went, yeah, you know, and I went. And Trudy went, oh, how are you? I went, oh, thank God, you know, and stuff. And I said, I'm here because we did a show a couple of months ago combining Cole Porter's music with your music. And he said, I heard about it. I heard it was wonderful. I went, great. So yeah, exactly. So we started to talk and he asked me what songs we did. And I told him, and then I said, we did Love, a song he wrote called Love. And he went, really? He said, no one sings that song. And I said, then I explained to him what the show had become, this kind of love story. And that intrigued him to the point that he said, I'll try to come in, which he didn't. But I understand that. That's cool.
So do you sort of feel like this is, in its own way, this has got Paul Simon's blessing?
Thank goodness what he heard was good. I mean, he could have looked at me and he said, heard it was terrible. Don't you ever do it again.
Get out of town.
Get out of town, yeah. Exactly.
Here's a recording of you singing Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things. And tell us how the song fits into the narrative.
Well,
you told us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so he goes to the bar and has a good time and dances with her. And the next morning he wakes up. And it starts with, it starts with a dialogue. It starts with him saying, get dressed. And people laugh because they don't know what's going on. I said, no, really, get dressed. You don't love Judy. You do not love me. I'm married. You're married. Let's go. This was crazy. It was just one of those things, really. One of those crazy things. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings, yes, but just one of those. So the song becomes him telling her, come, we made a mistake. We got to get out of here. I got to go back to my life. So that's the genesis of the song in the show.
Dorothy Parker once said to her boyfriend, fare thee well. As Columbus announced, when he knew he was bounced, it was swell, Isabel, swell. And as Abelard said to Eloise, don't forget to drop a line to me, please. And as Juliet cried in her Romeo's ears, Romeo, why not face the fact, my dear? It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, Just one of those crazy flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. We thought a bit about the end of it when we started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. I mean, here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things, and I mean it.
What's interesting, that performance is from your tribute to Bobby Short.
Right.
And so I can hear Bobby Short in, that is how he would have done the verse.
Yep, that's called the verse to the song.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a different, obviously a different show, and we were trying to honor Bobby's memory without imitating Bobby, which was another tightrope act,
indeed,
because he's so iconic.
So I gather the version in the Porter Simon show is different.
Very different. As I said, starts with a conversation. With no music. There's a kind of a chord or a note, and the guy says, get dressed, come on, we got to go home, and he starts speaking the song. So it's very different than that. Mm-hmm. We don't use the verse in that, but it's a great song.
Oh, it sure is.
And as I've kind of started to learn the Great American Songbook, which was not my natural ilk, not my first choice years ago, boy, do I respect those writers. The reason we still want to hear these songs, the reason the great singers like Sinatra and Tony Bennett and those people sang those songs is because there's meat there. There's real thought, there's intellect, as well as great musicality to those songs. It's joyful to sing them.
Now, there's one song you take, which is interesting, is Paul Simon's Loves Me Like a Rock.
Mm-hmm.
The original's got the Dixie Hummingbirds, one of the great gospel.
We couldn't get them.
I can imagine.
We tried, but we couldn't
get
them.
But you give it a slightly more jazzier feeling.
Yeah, a little bit jazzier feel.
Than the original. Is it changing the song to fit your style, or is it to fit the show?
That's interesting. I think it's more to fit my style in this case. That's the very first, the first, Paul Simon sits down at a bar with Cole Porter, and they start to talk about love, and Paul Simon says, I'll go first. And he sings a song about his mother and where the root of his love, which was my mother always loved me. So that's the kind of, and then the show goes on from there. So I think that song we kind of suited more towards my particular style.
I've got to wonder, is there any Cole Porter song that has a line? I'm thinking of Paul Simon's Train in the Distance.
Mm.
Negotiations and love songs are sometimes mistaken for one and the same.
Oh, Paul Simon is crazy. This song, Love, I won't bore you if I can't think of the lyric. It starts with, we think it's easy. Sometimes it's easy, but it's not easy. Mm-hmm. You're going to break down and cry. Love. Just like, right, that's right. We were married on a rainy day. The sky was yellow and the grass was gray. We signed the papers and we drove away. I do it for your love. The verse, the bridge to that song, I do it for your love. I saw a rug in an old junk shop and I brought it home to you. Along the way, the colors ran. The orange bled the blue. Now, when I heard that lyric, I thought of relationships I've had where I tried to do things to please the other person. And rather than say, hey, thanks for doing that, they found, well, you didn't do it right. And so you go, I did the best I could. Well, this guy didn't have any money. He bought his wife a rug and he carried it over his shoulder and it rained. And by the time he got home and put it down, the colors ran and she looked at it and went, oh, well, look, the blue and the red, it ran together. And as opposed to her going, oh, thank you for bringing it to me. Mm-hmm. So it's that stuff that's, to me, genius, that he wrote it that way. I don't know.
Clint Holmes performs this thing called Love, Music of a Couple of Geniuses, Cole Porter and Paul Simon, July 4th at the Smith Center. Hey, it's been great having you
4th,
back.
5th, and 6th.
4th, 5th, and 6th, 4th, 5th, all the way through the weekend.
All the way through the weekend. It's great to talk to you because you know what you're talking about, and it's really fun.